Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 618, up 6.5. December, 634, up 5.75. Soft September wheat, 527, up 7. December, 550, up 6.25. September corn, 362.5, up 1. December, 372.5, up 1.5. March of 15, 384.25, up 1.25. July, $4.25, up 1.25. August soybeans, 12.30.5, up 4. September, 11.13.75, down 7.75. November, 10.89.75, down 5.25. August soybean meal, 393.80, down 1.60. August soybean oil, 36.16, down 9 cents. August live cattle, 159.65, up 87.5. August feeder cattle, 222.82.5, up 140. August lean hogs, 120.90, down 55.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start on the livestock side and ask you from a timing standpoint, do you think that feeder cattle are toppy?
Oh, that's such a good question. How many times have we asked ourselves that? you would think that that would be the case, you know, and then you come right around and today you put in another new contract high. I think as long as we see bids for live cattle, which are currently at 168 to 170 out in the countryside, doing that, feeder cattle can continue to move higher yet. So, you know, if you look at a chart on them, of course, you would say, well, maybe, but there's really no real good reason to think that they've topped at this stage.
I look at the retail and think to myself, when will the grilling season be over, and how soon will people who have a yen for beef on the steak think, you know, fall is coming and chicken looks pretty good?
Well, I think you're very right about that, and that's, you know, we've been talking about that for weeks already from the standpoint that we know that, you know, we know that the volume in beef is down on the really choice cuts, but the saving grace on the beef side is that 60% of all beef consumed in the U.S. actually goes into hamburger. And so, you know, that until there's a real pushback there, and they can raise the hamburger price, and they'll still sell hamburgers, you expect it to continue to fall, but at the same time, we just haven't seen it. So, you know, I think until the market really finds itself a place where it says, hey, absolutely no way are we going any higher than this, who'd have thought we'd been at, you know, above 160 on live cattle? You just wouldn't think that, and yet it went right there and didn't have a problem at all. And so I think until we actually get through Labor Day weekend or near to Labor Day weekend, we'll probably see profit taking before that. But until then, the sky's the limit, I guess.
Turn our attention to the grains. And, oh, Jackie, here's a rare sighting. 205,500 metric tons of wheat for delivery to Nigeria. Did I say wheat? I did.
You did. You said wheat, and that's why we also saw the market jump here, as well as the fact that they're seeing a little more rain over in Europe, I guess, and they think that that is going to, you know, that's never a good thing during the harvest time for wheat. And so pretty amazing, isn't it? It's just like in the bean market. We haven't seen China buy beans, truly buy, you know, old crop beans, and and take any deliveries for a long time now. And yet we've got Mexico buying, we've got Japan buying. You know, it's pretty exciting to be able to see that.
So there are some in the trade that says that wheat has to turn around before corn can stabilize. Where are you on that?
Well, you know, they definitely have a relationship with each other. There's no question. But when you look at the price difference, the relationship isn't nearly as big as it used to be. The difficult part about wheat is when you see the U.S. dollar, you know, we put in new six-month highs on the dollar. That usually has a negative impact when it comes to our wheat sales. And I do think, Dave, to be honest with you, I think that might be why we're seeing as you know, aggressive buying. Mm-hmm. Coming in on beans, too, is just the idea that if we end the bond buying, the dollar is probably going to continue to go higher. The interest rate's probably going to move with it. And so, you know, that can have a big impact. But you look at the demand estimates for what China needs to buy, and the China purchases that they've been making are not really a very big surprise.
On the soybeans, is this bull spreading I'm looking at today or something else?
It looks, I think what it is it's unwinding. I think it's unwinding of bull spreading. So what you're seeing is corn taking a pop higher, beans pushing down some, and, you know, we're just sitting back and kind of waiting to see. I really think that we're somewhat range bound on corn, probably between 360 and, 360, maybe 375. On, beans, 1060 to $11. I think we're just very, very range bound for the moment because everybody's waiting to see what the weather is going to be and when the next export sale is going to be. And there's just not a lot of stuff out there other than people saying, "Oh, it's a really nice looking crop." You know,
you want to put us range bound all the way to the next USDA report? Some are saying that's possible.
I think so too. I think that, you know, and I mean that's the 12th of August, so
right.
It's really not that far away, but. I do believe the trade is just going to be continuing to look, and we are beginning to see the implications in terms of volume. You know, volume hasn't been as good as it had been, and therefore that leads to more volatility in the market, too. So I expect that's going to be the case until we get close to the USDA report also.
I tell you, bids down at the Gulf have softened.
They have, and, you know, they just came out with the new ethanol report here, and I'm looking, you know, we're looking at 113.9 million bushels that we need to grind between now and the end of the crop year. And, you know, if you look at 100 million, it's been tough to be able to do that, although we did do that this week. There's some discrepancies. It's really difficult to nail down the ethanol situation because if you go to the USDA website and you look at it, it shows a lot less, it shows about 97 million a week to be able to make it. And that might be doable, so I don't know why there's so much difference between some of the ideas. You'd think if you just take the straight EIA numbers and look at what corn is used per week, you'd have the number, mm-hmm. and that indicates 113.9. Then you go to the USDA website, and you look at the number that's there, and personally, I think it's because USDA is using 2.73 for a conversion rate for ethanol. And therefore that, you know, rather than the 2.8 that it probably actually is trumping up the number on the USDA website versus what the reality is on the market. So it's going to be interesting to see if we see an adjustment there, too, when we get into the September and October reports.
Before we let you go, a transportation question. We're hearing that it is essentially ethanol producers that are being able to bid up and get to the trains that they need for timely movement of corn, and that it's leaving many elevators scrambling for ways to empty their bins ahead of the harvest. Is there a potential, do you think there might be a potential basis play for some elevators that just can't get rid of their corn?
Absolutely. I think basis has a potential to get very ugly. And for exactly that reason, you know, the railroad just doesn't have enough engines to pull enough cars, basically, is what it comes down to. And so, you know, if we look down the road here, then you've got crude oil competing as well as ethanol competing for, you know, for those trains. It could get to be extremely ugly for all of us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Talk with you later.
Yep. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peters Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 363 up 1.5. December, $3.72 3/4, up 1 3/4. August soybeans, $12.33 3/4, up 7 1/4. November, $10.90 3/4, down 4 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.